Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, I think this is the first one that I've ever been a part where we are talking about classic cars. What about you?
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I have been looking forward to this segment for weeks. As you know, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Gateway Classic Cars, Will Shelnut and Jeff Wright. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks. Thanks for having us, Will.
Well, Will, why don't you share a little bit about what Gateway's up to? You're new to Atlanta, is that right?
Brand new here in a couple of days, actually. We're going to be opening right now. We're projected to open August 29th.
Projected to open.
Yeah.
He was a little tentative about that.
Hard date, yeah.
We're going to commit. We'll make a commitment.
August 29th. There we go. Boom.
Now, this is the first Atlanta showroom for Gateway, but Gateway has been around for quite some time in other parts of the country, isn't that right?
Well, definitely. Over 17 years. We started in 1999.
And you're based out of St. Louis?
St. Louis. That is correct.
And it seems like lately you guys have been opening up showrooms pretty rapidly.
Oh, big snowball effect. I actually started with the company coming up on 3 years, and we have half the showrooms that we do now. This is going to be our 13th, and heck, our 14th is probably going to be open here within the next month or two as well.
And then, so you've seen some of this rapid growth.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And what do you attribute it to?
I think it's a couple different things. I think a lot of people that have been hired on with the company have a very high drive.
Are you talking about yourself?
I know I do. I know I do. I think the one word that really comes to mind is passion. Mm-hmm. Classic cars, exotic cars, muscle cars, any sort of cars. There's always hobbyists and people that really have a passion for it. I know I do. That was one of the reasons why I was hired.
And can you just define the terms a little bit? When you're saying classic cars, what does that mean?
Well, classic cars, we usually consider classic cars anything that's 1980 and older. I don't know if you guys know, some people do and don't. 1981 is when they started standardizing VINs with the 17 digits. That's why if you go to try to run a Carfax, you can't do it on anything older than 80. It's got to be 81 or newer.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Fun fact for the day. So, yeah, we definitely do late model as well. Plenty of exotics, late model muscle, Cobras, Corvettes, plenty of Corvettes, Camaros. I mean, you name it.
And then is there just kind of a renaissance of people just hungry for these kind of cars? Is that why you're opening up so many showrooms?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The one thing about cars is as far back as we can think, even back when Henry Ford, you know, started his huge production line. I mean, everybody always has, I guess it's memories. That's what I always say. People are coming to us because they either want to recreate memories, relive memories, or make some new memories. So.
And so they're buying cars that kind of symbolize their youth or what they imagine.
Well, what were we talking about? On the way into the studio before we went on air, I was describing to you the car that I had in high school.
68 Cougar, yeah.
Yeah, the 68 Cougar. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess a lot of folks are that way.
Yeah. I love Cougars, gentleman's muscle car.
That's right.
Exactly what it is.
So, but what about like if somebody wants like a fancy car now, like a Lamborghini or some high end?
Oh, we have those as well.
So it's not just 1980 and earlier.
Oh, no. 81 and newer, we consider them late model cars. We have plenty of late model cars. Whatever tickles your fancy, if we don't have one in now, you can let us know. We definitely on our website. Heck, that website gets just under 4 million hits a month right now.
Wow.
Yeah, we have Find My Car features where we'll go out and we'll look for the cars for you.
Now, do you ever find a car that's in not great shape and refurbish it and put it in great shape and then sell it, or is that not the business model?
That is not the business model. We are not a restoration shop. We do about 95% consignment, so it's the customers that are bringing vehicles to us to sell for them. Now, of course, we're going to have vehicles if somebody wants to come in on trade on a vehicle, or this is what I always tell customers. There's always that, you know, one guy once a year, once every other year, that comes up to me and says, man, I need $10,000 today. You know, somebody so-and-so is going to cut my fingers off, and I look and it's a $50,000 car. I mean, I'm not cold-hearted. I'm not heartless. I'm going to stroke a check for, you know, 10 grand and hopefully buy that from them. But again, we do mainly consignment.
And when you're doing consignment, is it kind of the quality has to be at a certain level? You're doing
definitely
some sort of a check to make sure that...
Yes. Being we are a third party, we have a very formal procedure that we go through. We want to make sure a vehicle is mechanically functional, is free of adherent rust or major rot issues, things along those lines.
So you might tell them, hey, you know, I'd like to take it, but get this stuff fixed and then come back here. You'll have that kind of conversation.
Yeah. And this is a perfect time. I'm not trying to throw out a... I guess I am trying to throw out a plug, but... anybody that's in the industry that feels like they could be of help, we're always looking for people. If somebody comes in with rust, if there's a body guy out there, or, you know, there's a big tear in a seat, or there's enough to where it needs an upholstery, we let them know.
And that's one of the kind of advantages of Gateway, is that you're very community centric, right?
Oh, definitely.
Working within any given community where you're having a showroom, you kind of immerse yourself in there.
Definitely. That's one reason why I've opened as many showrooms that I personally have. It's quite an adventure.
How many have you opened personally?
I started in Tampa. Let's see. This is number 5 or 6.
And so when you go into a market, what is typically, how do you go about it?
I usually come a little bit early, do a lot of ground pounding. Actually, the classic car consultant to my left here, Mr. Wright, Jeff, he's been going around for us looking into, you know, third-party detailers, painters, upholstery.
So you're trying to build that ecosystem of trusted people,
yeah,
right?
Like definitely. Again, what it really comes down to, again, when it comes to classic cars or any sort of collector cars, heck, there are plenty of late model car guys that have car club meetings, this and that. It's a network, and it's a very close-knit community. Even there are probably 10 Mustang huge ones, car clubs here in Georgia, and there's 50 states. Think how many that is. Right. But every car club has their own trusted group of people, and you know, learning those people and really becoming a part of Atlanta. That's why we're here.
What a great moniker, too, Mr. Wright.
Indeed. That's how he got the job.
Oh, geez, that makes me Mr. Wrong. That's not good. I didn't like that.
So Jeff, what's it been like so far? Are you having fun with it? You're meeting new people. You're finding good resources to kind of complete this ecosystem.
Yes, Atlanta is an incredible car city, and the resources here are virtually unlimited. You can go to Atlanta is almost a multi-city when you get to north, south, east, and west. Mm-hmm. You almost have micro cities that exist within a much larger structure. So with us being on the north side and having North Georgia available to us, in the Alpharetta, Roswell area, then the resources there are tremendous. And a lot of the traditional car dealers have moved to the north side for various reasons, but one being money. And
there's a lot of wealth up there.
there certainly appears to be. I've lived in the Cumming area for the last 20 plus years. So I've seen a lot of growth go on there. And this is just another part of that. And we're really looking forward to this being a great adventure for us and serving the community very well.
Now, talking about serving the community, how do you create events? Or are there events that Gateway takes part of to kind of foster this community?
We do like to go to a lot of car shows. If anybody's out there holding one, we would definitely love to know. We usually hold a Cars and Coffee once a month. I don't know if we're going to do it the first month because our schedule already going to be packed with cars, which is a great thing. Don't get me wrong. And also once a year, we always have what's called our Spring Fling event that we have. It's a very, very large event. Thousands of people throughout all of the showrooms that we have where we're, you know, collecting money. I think last year it was Children's Miracle Network, and the year before that was for Shriners.
And then at these events, car enthusiasts come and they bring their cars and show off their cars.
Exactly. We come out for the Cars and Coffee. They come in, join some coffee, some cookies, some pastries, all the good stuff that I ask them to eat because my girlfriend get angry if I take it home. And we sit there and you know, shoot the bull for a little bit. It's a very, very fun job. When it's something that you love and it's near and dear to your heart,
right.
It's not work.
And then the people, like you mentioned, like a Mustang club, but there's clubs, there's Corvette clubs, they each have their own kind of personalities, right?
It is. And nothing makes me happier than when we have a couple different clubs come out and it's that, you know, the Ford Mustang and the Corvette guy. Oh, yeah. You know, we put them in their own areas.
Corners, right?
But it's amazing that, you know, the one guy that lives down the street, they happen to know each other, but they're in two totally different car clubs. And all of a sudden there's introducing and it's, we're kind of bringing everybody together in a sense too. It's something that's really, really enjoyable.
Now you're active also with the Chamber of Commerce and the business community.
Yes. Of course I'm new to Atlanta, so I'm really going to have to dig in here. I was in Nashville.
But that's part of the model, though. You go and
definitely
immerse yourself. Because is the business community a place where a lot of people, that's who the enthusiasts are? Is their profile? Are they typically business owners? Or?
Oh, okay. In regards to who wants to buy and who wants to consign? Right. It's everybody. I always tell, and I think that's one reason why we do so well, is whether somebody's coming off the street with, you know, holes in their shoes, or they're coming in with a $1 million suit, they're all going to be treated exactly the same.
Right.
You know, as from old salesman sayings from back in the day that I've been told by some veterans that I've worked around, is that, you know, the guy that comes in with camera new on his shoes, that's the guy you want to talk to. And now some of these guys that used to do fleet sales used to say, guys would come in and nobody would pay him, you know, mine, go up to them, they want to buy 10 brand new, you know, commercial trucks. That's how it is. I mean, we have vehicles ranging from, I think, probably $5,000-$10,000 all the way up to over $500,000. We have a little bit of everything. And I think that's really something else that it's a little bit different. You come to our indoor showroom and it's like a grown-up candy store. And people come in and say, oh, I can never afford this. You'd be surprised, you know, what's in there and what you can find.
And some of these things are, you know, they're bringing back memories, and that's fun by itself. But there's also an investment component to this, right? Aren't cars a great investment?
Yes, particularly as of lately, C10 pickup, well, any pickup, 60s and 70s pickup trucks right now, even the 80s square body Chevys, they've been coming up in value. I mean, C3 Corvettes, first gen Mustangs are always going to have value. There's a lot of people, especially right now out there, with the way economics is really working out. It's a great investment. A lot of people, they can go and they can throw $10,000 and okay, in 2 years, I might be able to turn that into a grand. Well, guess what for those 2 years? You could be driving around your investment,
right.
You know, and have some. Let me show you my portfolio, guys. How
I'll drive
is
up
that?
Right. I'll drive it right up to you.
Drive right up to your doorstep. So it's a very fun way to invest.
All right. So walk me through the business side of this a little bit.
Okay.
And compare it, if you will, to, because I don't really know how to weigh the options, but compare it, for instance, to an auction, because that's an option too for me. If I want to go get that 68 Cougar, I can start looking that way too, right?
Definitely.
So, yeah, walk me through that.
I'm not going to say any auction names, of course. But let's
what
just
does
say,
it rhyme with?
Beacom, I think. No. In regards to auctions, as a buyer or as a seller?
Either one, but I was curious as a buyer, because I mean, I really
okay,
do.
Okay, as a buyer.
Yeah, you've got me thinking about this Cougar.
Okay.
I mean, for like 2 weeks now, ever since I've been talking to Sarah.
Really? Right? Okay, you're looking for a Cougar. Chances are you've done some research. You have an idea of what you want to pay, or you have an idea of what you're wanting to look
what
for.
What it's going
to
take. Yeah.
Usually when you're going to auctions, you're going to go out there and you're going to, they're underneath these tents outside, there's all these cars lined up. You're going to go and you're going to be able to take a look at the vehicle, but that's it. There's nobody around that's willing to help answer questions for you. You have to do the digging yourself. Mm-hmm. And what you see is what you get. And when it goes across that auction block, you're kind of hoping that somebody else isn't as excited as you are in the moment and willing to pay more than you are. That's really what it comes down to. So from a buyer standpoint, we're really willing and able to really put you into the vehicle, even if you're not there. Again, we sell worldwide. So we do probably between 85 and 90% online or over the phone. As Jeff was saying, in regards to there being, you know, money in the Northern Georgia area, when I first started with the company, and it's a very a thought that's thrown out there a lot is, man, well, why are you guys all the way out here? How are you wanting to sell cars? Well, we're not going where we think we can sell cars. We're going to where the cars are, where we feel like our service can help people. Our service from a consignment standpoint. So now that we've talked about auctions and buyers, let's talk about auctions and you're selling at an auction. And I even get a little, I'm going to try to slow down because
I get excited
very,
fired up.
Because I've done auctions before as a seller. You go into an auction, you're going to pay them a fee. Depending on what auction you go to, is normally between, you know, $500 and $1,500 just to list the vehicle.
Just right out of the box.
Right out of
whether
that.
Whether it sells or not.
Exactly.
Wow.
To list the vehicle. If you're on the cheaper end, you're talking about Thursday morning, first thing right out of the gate. A lot of these auctions nowadays, i.e. Barrett Jackson, there's no reserve up to a certain amount, a very, very high amount. So you can go in and let's say, okay, I think I can, I have a nice car, I can sell it on Barrett Jackson. Well, guess what? If one guy is there and wants to buy the car, you're going to get hosed. Two guys are there, you're probably going to get pretty close to retail. Three guys, you might make a little bit. If you have four guys that are out there just having a bidding war because they're, you know, trying to show whose watch is nicer than the others, it might happen. But do you really want to play those odds? Coming to us, we're going to aim to get you maximum, you know, private party retail in your pocket. Not only that, you're sitting there on the block, and let's say you always have, you hear reserve prices, okay? You need to realize that there's always a buyer's premium and a seller's premium, which is usually between 8 and 12% for buyers and sellers on both sides, okay, that they're going to make. So you have a listing plus these premiums that they're going to make, as well as you have this reserve. Let's say the Cougar that you're wanting to sell. Let's say you had it for 2 years and you want to sell it now. You're saying, I want $20,000. You get out there, and the bid is up. Once it's over 20, they'll take off. All that, it's all good and golden. Well, it bids up to 18. You're going to have a guy breathing down your neck. This is what you always hear, people. If you're auction people, always listen for these words. As soon as you drop your reserve, it's going to take off and everybody's going to get excited and it's going to go through the roof. That's not what's going to happen. You drop that reserve, it drops, going once, going twice, sold. And that's how it's done. With us, you come in with a reserve, which we call as a net to owner price, which is what you're going to know that you're going to get in your pocket when you come in. Anything that is ever going to give you less than that, we're going to reach out to you and let you know that that offer is there. And of course, if we're bringing you an offer, it's a very formal offering process. It's pretty much assured funds that we're going to be taking deposit down on the vehicle for you. And you're going to know exactly what you're going to get. And it's, again, in that heat of the moment at an auction, it's very stressful. I get worked up about it. So again, I've done it because they always say the same thing. And you kick yourself afterwards knowing, you know what, I think I should have held out.
Right. And you're leaving money on the table.
Exactly. And that's the one thing is when you come into us, you're almost assured in a sense that the time that we're going to keep it, we'll actually discuss the terms of the consignment as well a little bit, that we're going to get you the maximum profit in your pocket.
So now let's walk through the whole process. So now I have this mythical car. Do I drive it up to you guys?
Definitely.
Or you come to me and you look at it and take pictures? Like, what's the process like?
You're going to come and bring it out to the showroom.
So I bring it to the showroom, and then am I going to leave it there, or you just take pictures and I just bring it back home?
No. We'll sit and we're going to go out there with you. I want you to see what I'm seeing. If there's, there have been times where I've seen some rust bubbles that somebody never knew was there.
Right. So together we're going to inspect the car.
Definitely.
Right.
Exactly. We're going to make sure. Of course, if you drove it to me, we got to.
We know it drives.
We're going to assume it's mechanical. Right.
Check the first box.
Yeah, Flintstone in that bad boy.
Right.
It was all downhill. We're going to go through an equipment checklist to make sure everything is functional.
But we're doing this together. We're kind of partners in this, right?
We are. Not only that, after we inspect the vehicle, of course, we want to sit down and we want to do market research. I mean, if you come in and you say you're wanting a certain amount for your vehicle and I do the research and you have something that's pretty rare that you didn't know about, you have to remember the more I can sell it for, the more you can make in
your wins.
Pocket. Everybody wins. So I want to get you more.
So you're watching my back. You're not.
Yeah.
Right. So
I'm going to show. I am going to sit down and show you the market. Now, if you're that guy that goes, well, man, I paid 50. I want 50 out of it. This is the one I hear all the time. You know, I have 50 in it. That's what I built it. Well, you don't always get it back, but let's sit down and see what the market is really bringing. Right.
Or today's market. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe go back home and hang on to it for 5 years and let's have another conversation.
Well, yeah, that can be too. At the same time, we do like to sit down and we want to show you the market because we want to make sure that you know.
Like you want to manage the expectations. That's
definitely.
So we got the car. You looked at it. You go, you know what? Everything looks great. I think 50 grand is the value of it.
Okay, yeah. And you,
I
said,
agree.
You said, man, that's
perfect.
Exactly what I wanted. What we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to take it in for a consignment term. It's 90 days for the first consignment period. And this is what we're going to do for you. Okay. And if you haven't been to our website, you can see it. It's www.gatewayclassiccars.com, of course. We're going to take the vehicle in. We're going to do a full photo shoot, over 100 HD photos. We're going to do HD video. We're going to do all that social media, you know, hustling and bustling as well. Our websites, I think we are up to just, if I remember the last count, was 282. It's always going up or down a couple. Now, I'm not going to promise you that you're going to be on all 282 websites. If you have a Mercury Cougar, I might put you on a Ford Mustang for sale site because, they're the same platform, but I'm not going to put you on a Corvette for sale.
Right.
I'm just asking to get, emails, hate mail every day. that being said, we're going to advertise on all the sites. We're going to do a full write-up on the vehicle, but of course, that's where you come into play. We're going to sit down with you, and I want you to give me the history on the vehicle. You'd be surprised.
You want a story now, right?
I do. The history, a lot of times, is what's going to sell a vehicle.
Because the emotions. You want to tap into the emotions of that person that's going to buy it. You want to rekindle some of their emotions.
A lot of people buying classic cars, part of the history and part of that nostalgia, that's really a part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So now, I said I wanted my 50. Now, you go in there, take the pictures. Now, I just bring the car home?
Nope. We're going to keep it in our indoor showroom.
In storage.
Oh, yeah.
Showroom.
Yep. We're keeping it there, wiped down nice and clean. I mean, you come in, again, it's like an indoor car show, six days a week. We're going to take care of your vehicle for you.
But it also, all the gateways have access to these photos,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
So, like, if somebody in Fort Lauderdale goes, hey, that... perfect. I've been looking for that car all my life, and there it is.
Yep. They're going to get in contact with us, and we're going to help, get them in the car that they want and help you get your vehicle.
And even though this person's in Atlanta, this person in Fort Lauderdale all of a sudden now has access to this information and could buy it right from the gateway person in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, they would be talking to us and purchasing from us because, let's be honest, if you're wanting an opinion on the vehicle, who are you going to talk to? Yes, you might have met somebody down there, but to talk to me or to Jeff.
Right, because you've seen it and touched the car.
Exactly. And like we said, we always want to almost under-promise and over-deliver, in a sense. We want you to fully realize, and nothing, I keep this a second or third time, nothing makes me happier. Nothing makes me happier than when somebody comes in that actually wants to come see the car. Maybe they're in Charlotte, and they drive out here to Alpharetta, where we're at, and want to take a look at it. And they say, you want to know what? That's just as nice. It actually might be nicer than what you guys explained it to be in the photos.
Right.
Because there's so many people out there nowadays that are just misleading.
Right.
And that's one reason why we do over 100 HD photos in that video. When you take 100 photos of a vehicle, first 10, super easy. First 50, they're pretty easy. You can get a routine, but 100 photos, that's undersized. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If there was something that was missed, it's because somebody wasn't looking or somebody wasn't asking a question. That's for sure.
All right. I got a note. Do you have your eye on a specific type of car for your next one?
For my next one, I've had quite a few. And I think that's one reason why I got hired. At the age I got hired, they went and said, this guy's had this many. And I remember sending photos and everything. So I was so proud of what I'd had. Right now, I have a 57 Ford. I would love a 70 Plymouth Superbird, but those things are just so astronomically expensive for me.
Jeff will put you in one, won't you, Jeff? You'll find
him.
Yeah.
There was,
absolutely.
There was one we had in Nashville. Gosh, Lemon Twist is beautiful. I would say if I could have one right now, do you guys remember Steve McQueen and Bullitt?
Oh, yeah.
1968 Ford Mustang Fastback GT 390. I'm thinking that's the Dark Highland Green metallic, man. I love that color. Four speed. Oh, again, I get so excited. I love talking about cars.
We're just going to start calling him Bullitt from now on.
I like that. I really like that.
So, Jeff, how did you find these guys? Did they find you? How did you guys come together?
Well, my interest in classic cars is kind of like Will's. I've always been around them, and I've always been very interested in it. And with the advent of all the new classic car shows on television now, that I think is part of what is driven what's going on now, they've become very accessible, and there's a lot more information, a lot more knowledge out there that takes a lot of the insecurity as far as buying this type of investment. I started looking around for that type of environment, and so here we are. I'm glad to be here.
So now, when I would imagine, if you're a car enthusiast, just to come by the showroom every once in a while is like
just
kind of fun,
right?
Yeah. It's like going to the museum, right?
Yeah, we always have those particular customers that are coming in. There was always, I remember when I was in Tampa,
like you have regulars.
Yeah, there was one. There was a teenager. He was about 13 or 14, and every other week, if he got an A's on his test at the end of the week, his dad would bring him down.
Nice.
You know, and like,
and he just was, to walk around. Well,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. He just, he loved it, you know, and just knowing that, you know, these were for sale.
Can they
just
take pictures?
And definitely. If somebody comes in, they can take all the photos and all the videos that they'd like. It's not like a normal auto museum with no flash photography right. or anything along those lines. All that we do ask is, of course, if you're going to post them online, you know, tag us and let everybody know, because we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Heck, I know you were just talking about TV. We're just starting our own little mini series in our blog series, you know, Money Metal, which you can also find online and on our website.
Now, what about, are you going to tap into the film community here? Because there's a lot of movies being made here. Is this going to be a place for them to kind of rent cars for movies?
We don't do that. Of course, that's something where if anybody else that is out there, we get it asked all the time for weddings, for rentals, for high school reunions, things like that, you right. know? Maybe one day down the road. Mm-hmm. Right now, no. Well, we really do the consignment selling. That's really our bread and butter. Again, our numbers, 2010, we did about $4.5 million in sales. 2015, we increased by about 800%. We were just underneath $40 million. And already by the first quarters alone this year, in 2016, we're already going to do 1.5 times that. We're looking close to a $60 million a year.
Wow. You guys are going to make it, I think.
Again, it's a snowball effect. That's one thing I remember telling Jeff. I said, man, if you're wanting to get on with the company, when I first talked to him, it was about two and a half years. And I said, man, I'm glad I got on when I did. But even jumping on right now, I mean, this is a ship you're going to want to be on. It's a cruise boat. It's a party barge. You know, it's fun.
Now, do you ever get artists coming in to draw or to paint these classic cars? Because I see them a lot at the festivals. Yeah. They have, drawings or paintings of these kind of cars.
Yeah, we also have a lot of photographers as well. That would like to come out. And of course, we accommodate when we can. Again, mm-hmm. we're out here for the community. If somebody wants to come out, take some photos, some cars, or get some inspiration, as long as they're not out there, you know.
And like, what's the most crazy car you've seen come through the doors of Gateway?
Crazy car.
Anything super exotic or super expensive or super memorable?
I have a 98 Dodge Grand Caravan. That would be crazy, man. In that environment. Right?
It would stand out. Hey, in the I remember the late 80s, early 90s. It was, they used to have those turbos in them, and I've seen some guys turn up the turbo, the boost on those things, and you know, real sleepers. No pun intended. And the 70 Superbird that had come in was pretty well. Oh, my favorite when I was in the Fort Lauderdale when I was doing the Miami Coral Springs showroom. There was a 1969 Ford Mustang Boss 429, Raven Black. Oh, the thing drove like it was new. You know, I was never really a Mustang guy. I was always a Mopar guy. That being said, when I drove that car, it drove like it was brand new. It was a beautiful car, and they ended up selling that one. I can see why. The thing was absolutely stunning. That was actually a gentleman from overseas that had brought up to us.
So you have people from overseas reach out to you?
Oh, definitely. We have going both ways. I think the most unusual sale for us, we had a Plum Crazy Cuda, a TA tribute car. It was set up like a pro street drag car. And it went to Japan. And I said, Plum Crazy Plymouth Barracuda going to Japan. It didn't really sit with me. You know, you talk about over in Scandinavia and in Germany, a lot of the hot rod scene's pretty big there. It's very common. Over in the UK right now, Cadillacs are huge. You know, again, no pun intended there. You know, the 70s Cadillacs, these boats, pretty much sell themselves over. But it's every little area has its own little niche. So.
Good stuff. Well, if somebody wanted to learn more, and your grand opening, I guess, is close, August 29th, website for you guys, address for the Atlanta showroom.
Yeah, 1870 McFarland Parkway mm-hmm. in Alpharetta. Just down the road.
And then you should go. You'll already have cars there. There'll be cars to look around and see. And then you can meet you guys and talk about some of the upcoming events.
Yeah, to come and talk about the events. If you're curious about selling, curious about consignment, I'd love to sit down and chat with you.
Good sure. stuff. And that's gatewayclassiccars.com. Yeah. And the address, again, is on McFarland.
On McFarland Parkway, 1870. It's actually right off 400. Yeah,
right.
It's like a mile down.
About how many cars are going to be there when you guys are kind of rocking and rolling?
Oh, well, we're rocking and rolling. I've been, again, worked at quite a few. This is the largest one that I've worked in. I bet you we'll probably be somewhere 200 to 250.
Wow. Nice.
That's, you remember, my favorite thing. When you walk outside, everybody always says the same thing because they don't really expect it. And they walk outside and they see all these cars and it's, wow. I always explain to everybody, because almost every car person has seen the newer Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. When they're breaking in and they open the doors and there's that Ferrari dealership with all those Ferraris and you go, whoa, and you're just overtaken by right. all the cars. You don't know what to look at. It's the same exact thing. Experience.
All right. Well, good stuff. Well, thank you both for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.